Be honest, Sam. Is tomorrow one of your favorite days all year?
Star Wars Day is a big day because I like to see the cool new stuff that comes out if there's anything I'm interested
in. Is it still as big as it used to be? Star Wars is like multi-generational now.
Yeah, because
people are dressing up and going
They're putting Phantom Menace back in theaters today.
Yeah.
On their 25th. I wouldn't waste my money on it, though.
Okay.
Because that's one of the, the bad movies.
Okay.
And tomorrow there's a new series debuting on Disney Plus, an animated series, Tales of the Empire.
Right.
They got 7 new Lego sets out right now.
Oh, wait, that's where it's at.
The blue milk is supposedly at Walmart now.
Yeah.
I haven't found it yet.
I've been looking for it for you as well, but it's vanilla flavored.
Vanilla flavored and it's blue. I'm not geeky, as in I'll go all out and dress up tomorrow or anything. But I am looking for the blue milk because I want to try it.
You do own a lightsaber or two.
I own 2 lightsabers, yes.
There's a line is what you're saying. How far you'll
just
go.
Just because I own it doesn't mean I'm using it. I mean, it's there. Would you like a Star Wars joke?
But if you eat it?
Yeah, if a dark side comes by, I can slice them down. What droid always takes the long way around? R2 Detour. Sounds like a Jody joke, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like a Jody joke.
It's a play on words. That's a good one.
Thank you.
All right.
It's not mine. It's from the internet.
Also this weekend, we promised to help get you ready. It's Cinco de Mayo on Sunday. We have our Cinco de Menu recipes online at murphysamandjody.com. And I want to point out a couple of new things.
Yeah.
Quick and easy puff pastry churro sticks.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And honestly, it's not hard. The kids would love to make this with you, okay? You buy a box of those Pepperidge Farm puff pastry sheets, and you're doing butter and sugar and cinnamon and all of that, and you heat the oven, and you slice them into strips, and you bake them, and then you put butter all over them, and you put the cinnamon and the sugar, and you just eat them warm. Warm is the way.
Go ahead, Murphy, say it.
What?
Those aren't real churros?
I know.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
That does
it's
sound like
Murphy. It's kind of like the knockoff dumplings, They're really cut up biscuits. Yeah. But that sounds good.
This is a fun little thing. Way to make a it's a churro wannabe.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, you work with what you got.
It's true. We also have a really good guacamole recipe online, and there's a million different ways to make it. Sometimes the more simple you make it, the best. But this one makes it extra creamy because it has sour cream.
Oh,
so
yum.
Check them all out. Okay. MurphySamAndJody.com. They're called Cinco de Menu recipes.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has 3 things to know today coming up at 6:50.
Coming up next, digging into our email from you at MurphySamAndJody.com.
Social Media Connect.
We're going to get to Robert's email about what he is binging, and he wants to know what we are binging as well.
But first, we have Star Wars Day tomorrow, so let's start with a joke.
Okay.
Which Star Wars character actually works at a restaurant?
Chewbacca?
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a really good one, Jody.
No, but it would be Darth Vader.
These are dad jokes, is what it sounds like.
These are bad jokes.
No, that's cute.
Oh, okay.
Kids, use that today and tomorrow.
Use it on the teacher.
From MurphySamAndJody.com and from our Instagram and Facebook pages, we love hearing from you. You know it. Robert said, hey, guys.
Hey, Robert.
What was the name of the series you mentioned about a week ago? I've been watching True Detective, and I love it. Thanks. Robert, we mention lots of series all the time. I'm glad that you're enjoying. Oh, I know.
It's probably Peaky Blinders that he was talking about.
It is.
If it's that genre.
Murphy and I are watching Peaky Blinders with Cillian Murphy. And I'm just going to say this for a second. That man, he is a fantastic actor, but he could have easily been a model. His bone structure is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, and his eyes.
His eyes.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Just that haircut they give him in that show.
It's his eyes, but his bone structure is something to behold.
Yeah.
Anyway, Robert, that's it. You're right, Murphy. It's Peaky Blinders. Mm-hmm. That one's on Netflix, and we like it a lot. But it's not light, okay?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
The other night, we were last weekend. We had watched like 2 episodes. And Murphy's sitting in the living room waiting for me for one more. And I'm like, I don't think I want to watch any more Peaky Blinders. And he went, what? I thought it was permanently. I just meant not tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's so heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I need something light. It's really good, though. So there you go, Robert. Also, Nora said, thank you for mentioning me. Thank you so much for mentioning my Keep the Wow on the show the other day. I always get very excited when you mention me on the show.
Oh.
Well, thank you for that, Nora. Your wow was awesome. Mm-hmm. All the stuff she's doing for herself in school.
Well, yeah, she went from working in a hospital, cleaning, basically housekeeping, to now nurse.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
There's so many big things going on for you. So keep it coming. We like hearing from you anytime, Facebook or Instagram.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
In a couple of weeks, we are coming up on the 30th anniversary of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
I didn't know that.
And of course, O.J. Simpson just died recently.
Yeah.
Do you know that I watched the O.J. Made in America documentary again recently? Mm. I knew it was a really well-made documentary. Now, after I finished, I was like, why did I do that again? You know, why did I let that into my heart? But I do want you to know there is a new documentary coming from the family of Nicole called The Life and Murder of Nicole Brown Simpson.
It's been 30 years.
I think it's important that people get to know my sister, our sister.
She was my best friend. And the one thing I could not protect her from was the monster she was married to.
Okay, so this premieres two parts on Lifetime, June 1st and 2nd. So it's about a month away until it premieres. And they said, look, we want to share this because so much of what the world knows of this story was about OJ and the trial and the legalities and what was going on in America. And they felt like her story, the story of who she was, got lost. And so that's what this is. And they also hope that if anybody watching can recognize some signs, if you're, you know, someone you love is dealing with what she dealt with. So Lifetime, June 1st and 2nd.
Up next.
Sam is the food dude.
We got some Girl Scout flavored pudding and also pizza flavored mac and cheese.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Earlier this week, the food dude told you about those three new queso, the jarred quesos coming from Velveeta.
Yeah.
Well, Velveeta's also dropping some other new stuff on us. You know they do the shells and cheese?
I do know
which
it.
Which I honestly think tastes better than the blue box.
Oh, that's no.
Okay.
Really?
I just creamier.
They taste different. They're just different.
Well, we got some flavors now. Buffalo style, you know, like buffalo.
Yeah. Okay.
And pizza flavored. Hello.
Nice. Hello. Well, that's there you go.
Yeah.
Have at it, food dude.
I got some new Jell-O puddings. These are the ones that already come made, and they're in the refrigerated section.
Yes.
Girl Scout Thin Mint flavor.
Ooh.
They partnered with the Girl Scouts for these.
Cute.
It's the chocolate pudding, but then it has thin mint pieces, so you can sprinkle those
on top
too. And they also have a coconut caramel one, like the Samoa's. Caramel flavored pudding with the cookie pieces you can sprinkle on it.
That's cute.
Sounds good to
me.
Those
will fly. Those are good.
Oh, you know what a jalapeno popper? Excuse me.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno popper is, right?
Oh, it's perfection.
You know what popcorners are, right?
Oh, yes. I love those.
Okay, well, how about jalapeno popper popcorners? Say it three times.
Yeah, I'll
popcorners are the triangular snacks.
You know, made of rice
made of
or
rice
something?
Rice cakes, like, okay. But they taste like popcorn.
Okay.
But they taste better than rice
cakes.
They're
made cakes. Of rice-ish things.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're made of rice
cakes. They're like triangle. They're like Doritos made of
the
rice.
The ones that I like are the cinnamon crunch ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You too, Murph.
Yeah.
Well, you get these now. Also, Taco Bell testing out some new churro chillers.
Oh.
Four flavors, sweet vanilla, Mexican chocolate, dulce de leche, coffee, and wild strawberry.
Okay, help
and
me with what a chiller is.
It's a blended drink, and whatever the flavor is, and then they have churro pieces on the bottom and churro pieces on the top.
See, that is smart.
Churro
that
everywhere
should
right
work.
Now, churro is.
Yeah.
Well, no, just for them to sell a chiller drink. Like, you know, it's their Frosty. It's their... McFlurry.
Oh, yeah.
Get in that game. Yeah.
And Applebee's is just in time for Cinco de Mayo, and for the entire month, Dollarita is back.
Ooh.
If you're interested in Dollarita. By the way, Jody, if you want mango or strawberry, you add an extra 50 cents. So that would be $1.50.
That's a good price point right there. Thank you, food dude. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Powered by Dr. Marty Nature's Blend.
Number one, the IRS says it's about to ramp up the number of audits it performs, cracking down on tax cheaters and pulling more revenue into the federal government. Hmm. It's all this funding thing that they've had from the Inflation Reduction Act in 2022. It's a plan to increase audits, but it's not for those who earn less than 400,000 a year.
Oh.
So,
yeah, we're good.
You're not worried about it, are you?
Nope.
Number two, can you believe that there is an airport that has never lost a single piece of luggage in 30 years?
Oh, well, where is this
at? Because there is one. It's in Japan, Osaka Airport in Japan. And how is it possible they've never lost misplaced luggage? For every single plane, they have two or three supervisors overseeing the movement of luggage. It's a lot of eyes on it. It's like,
it's the way it needs to be done.
Let's watch that and learn and then implement all everywhere. And number three, you know it. Tomorrow is National Star Wars Day, May the 4th. It falling on a Saturday is probably a lot of fun for those who really go all out.
Yeah.
And I know you mentioned this before, Sam. There are 7 new Star Wars Lego kits available.
Yeah, the biggest one is the TIE Fighter.
That means nothing to me, but I know it costs like $230 for that kit. May the 4th be with you today and tomorrow.
And also with you.
You're in the know. 3 things to know today.
Jody's top 5 entertainment stories of the week.
Brought to you by State Farm.
Number 5.
I've got Top Gun 3 news. Jennifer Connelly, who famously played in whatever Top Gun Maverick, Penny Benjamin. Such a great thing. She said, I'll be back for Top Gun 3. And so did Miles Teller. I'd be back. Mm-hmm. Jerry Bruckheimer produced the movies. He wants to do it. It's all up to Tommy Cruise now. But he's probably one of the busiest men in show business. Yeah. So if it's ever going to happen, it's because Tom Cruise will clear his schedule for it.
Yeah. Number 4.
There's a live action Scooby-Doo series in development at Netflix. So think of a show that you could binge, but it is based. It will be based on the original cartoon series where you're solving the mysteries by the end of it. However, it's Netflix. It's 2024. Meaning it would be drama. It wouldn't be so goofy.
And what are they going to do for Scooby? Is he going to be CGI?
You know, I don't know. Leave that up to them. But I'm just telling.
Or a real dog.
Yes.
That speaks.
But it's coming.
Number 3.
The word is Julia Garner, who you may remember, I know you do, from Ozark.
I want you to stop lying and tell me why Ben is dead.
What a great actress she is. She was supposed to be playing Madonna in the Madonna biopic. That has been put on hold, but the word is she has signed on to star in a Rosemary's Baby prequel for Paramount Plus. I think we can all agree she can do horror.
Mm-hmm.
She can scare us. Look for that. The film will premiere in the fall.
Number 2.
The Fall Guy is here. It's opening weekend for Ryan Gosling as Colt Seavers.
That's just my middle name.
You said your middle name was Danger.
He plays a stuntman in Hollywood. And apparently this is an action comedy, and he really shows us some stuff. He does a lot of stunts here. Well, it was a lot of action. 12 stories. He falls out of that. He gets thrown through windows.
It sounds like a fun movie, honestly.
But it is. Right. It's a comedy. Mm-hmm. The reviewers are saying he's so much more than Ken. He's only scratched the surface of what he can really show us, and he shows us a lot more in this movie. Emily Blunt, also fantastic. This is rated PG-13, and it clocks in at 2 hours, 5 minutes.
Number 1.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell finally listening to fans and trying to work with the Players Association and getting owners on board to move Super Bowl to President's Weekend so we can all have the day off after Super Bowl. A lot of negotiating still has to happen, but he is in the process.
Jody's top 5 entertainment stories of the week and coming up.
We're coming to you, Bob, 877-310-4MSJ.
Very personal after the show podcast earlier this week when Murphy got into it about how he sold his...
Got into it. You make it sound like
I'm sorry. You went there. You went deep and honest about selling your dad's 1966 Corvette, which you did this week. Yeah. What a personal and difficult decision it was.
It was.
The After the Show podcast really goes there. You can search Murphy, Sam, and Jody anywhere you listen to podcasts, and you can check that one out, and we do 2 podcasts every day for you
there. Yeah. You can also call us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ. Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What can we do for you?
This is about the little red Corvette. I'm 81 years old. I was in the vintage car circles.
Okay.
No matter who buys that car, or where it goes, mm-hmm. it still belongs to his dad.
Oh,
sweet.
What a beautiful thing to say.
What's his name? Murphy, Sam, and Jody. That's it. That was so-and-so's dad's car.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Oh, legacy.
You could sell it. You know, it's like a Hotel California. You can check out, but you can never leave.
You can
sell the car.
Uh-huh.
You can sell the car, but it still belongs to his dad.
I love that you said this, and I think he needs to hear it.
Yeah, I do.
So thank you.
I had an old Mustang, and I sold it. But you know what? Everywhere it went, it was still Bob's car.
That's right, Bob.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You're a delight. Thank you for this.
Thank you.
You bet. Glad to talk to you guys. Love to listen to your show.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Appreciate that, Bob. Do you know what? My dad would have been 81 this year if he were still alive.
Hmm.
I wonder if they ran in the same circles. That's a really good point, though, because the guy who bought the car even wanted to keep the original title, even though it's not, it's from 1966.
Oh, that's cool, though.
But you keep it.
And it's got my dad's name, obviously, on it.
So sweet. Tamara from our Facebook page says, beautiful car, but sometimes we just have to let it go, especially if you can't fix it up yourself.
Yep.
And
that's
Deb,
what it came down to.
That's a beauty. She's referring to the picture we posted. I'm sure it got a lot of thumbs up going down the road to its new home. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
If you are a sports fan, you know who Tom Brady is. Even if you're not a sports fan, you know who he is. Well, coming up Sunday night, we've been hearing about this. It's live on Netflix. There's a Tom, the greatest roast of all time is what it's called. Huh. Bunch of comedians roasting him.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live. Hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
I'm unroastable is what he said there. So Kevin Hart, Jeff Ross, we know will be involved in the roast. And there's a bunch of other mystery guests being kept under wraps for now.
I think somebody that's very roastable is Tom Brady.
Totally. And by the way, he said on TikTok earlier, I played in the NFL, so I'm not worried about a bunch of comedians. Trust me. So all he's doing is kind of getting it hot and getting it ready. So that's Sunday night live on Netflix, part of their comedy festival happening right now. We also have some Cobra Kai news.
This is what we're up against. I know firsthand.
For fans of Cobra Kai, the sixth and final season will land on Netflix. We got 15 episodes.
Whoa, that's a lot.
And divided into three mini seasons of 5 episodes each. So the first one will land, first 5, this summer.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
The ultimate entertainment question for the ultimate Star Wars fan. That's you, Sam, on the way. I have a Star Wars question for you, Sam, since you're our, resident
Star Wars person.
Correct.
Aficionado.
Yeah.
Nerd.
That's a better than a geek. Yeah, right.
When Captain Kirk was on the...
Hey, I know.
You know, there are people that
worlds.
Still do that, that collide those two worlds together.
Okay, so the Star Wars question being, since tomorrow is Star Wars Day, May the 4th, and I know how you love Star Wars and that first movie that meant so much to everybody with, Darth Vader and Luke and all that.
Those are the main characters.
Leia.
Yeah.
I know how you feel about remakes and reboots.
Yeah.
However, if George Lucas himself, teamed up with Spielberg and said, let's remake that first movie with all the new tech we have.
No, he's already done that.
The new movie? I mean, the original?
4, 5, and 6.
So?
Those are the original movies, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
George Lucas put those up.
It's the original story. The original release dates for movies were... Well,
77?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
4, 5, and 6 were the original in the storyline, right?
No, 4, 5, and 6 were the original chronologically released.
Yes.
But then later they released 1, 2, and 3.
Prequels,
and then
essentially.
7, 8, and 9.
Okay.
Sequels,
okay.
Prequels and sequels.
Prequels and sequels.
George Lucas, what he did was he put the movie out. We all got to see the movie
in 70, whatever,
1977, May 25th, to be exact. But wow. I'm not a nerd.
Wow. Wow.
Look, embrace it. I love it.
Since then, and VHS, DVD, Blu-ray releases, what he's done is he's gone back and put stuff. He says, if I had the technology then, I would have done this. So he's added stuff to it. Like Jabba the Hutt's not in the first movie, but he digitally added him when he put out like a DVD version or a Blu-ray.
Okay.
And there's things that go across the screen and you go, that wasn't in the first movie. It's a lot of digital additions.
Okay.
So he's already done that. And no, I don't want a remake of Star Wars. It is what it is.
So what he's added, the, you know,
to me, it didn't do anything to the movie. It just makes more people and stuff moving around.
So it was satisfactory to you.
It was all right. Yeah.
Typical Eeyore review there. It was all right.
But did you hear what the dentist said to Luke Skywalker?
No.
May the floss be with you.
Oh. Not the best one today, Sam. Not the best one.
I liked it.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, how many people in the world get to actually go to a formal state dinner at the White House? Hmm. Usually heads of state.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Well, last night, top teachers from across the country were at the White House for a formal state dinner.
Ooh.
It's the first time they've done this and given the educators the honor. And then the teacher of the year, Missy Testerman from Rogersville City School, gave her acceptance speech. Isn't that cool?
Next Tuesday is National Teachers Day.
Right. Make that a tradition. It's one more dinner at the White House. Number two, coming up Sunday, we know it's Cinco de Mayo, but it's also on the first Sunday in May, Motorcycle Mass and Blessing of the Bikes Day.
Oh.
It's a lovely tradition. You know, it's the bikers and their hogs get blessed by a priest or a clergyman.
Yeah.
So meaning for a safe and upcoming season.
If you go to church Sunday and you see a bunch of bikes in the parking lot, that's why.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And number three, The Fall Guy in theaters now, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, but Blake Shelton redid the stuntman song.
Well, I'm not the kind to run and hide when I come close to danger.
He reworked it a bit. He said he'd always wanted to record this song. It was on his bucket list to do. And he had signed on and agreed to do this before he knew Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt were even in the movie.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Ed Sheeran's going to be dropping a new-ish album on us this summer.
Yeah?
It's a special 10th anniversary edition of Multiply.
Ooh,
or
it's a
X,
good album.
Or whatever it is.
It's June Multiply. 21st.
It had this song on it.
So honey now.
Look, now one of the biggest wedding songs
hit
ever.
After hit after hit.
Photograph, Sing, Don't. They were all on that album.
Yeah.
Celebrating 10 years, so June 21st, he's going to drop a deluxe edition of it. It's going to have the original album, but he's adding about 10 bonus tracks.
Cool.
Stuff he didn't put on the albums, other stuff he's performed in concert, and he's going to do a special show in New York City May 22nd to also celebrate
the movie.
Ed.
He did a song for the movie The Fault in Our Stars called All of the Stars.
Yeah, I don't That's know gonna the be song, the bonus. But okay.
That's going to be in the bonus selection there. Live Nation's Concert Week is back, and if you don't remember what this one is, for a 1 week in the summer, Live Nation says you can buy cheap tickets to a bazillion different acts all over the country, you know, like Maroon 5. Tickets, last year they were $20, this year they're up to $25. I mean, we're talking Jason Aldean, Janet Jackson, REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Foreigner. It's not every show, it's not every venue.
Right.
So go on the Live Nation website and see who, you know, if there's somebody you want to see. Lainey Wilson's got tickets too.
That's cool. Like it's just a way to save the consumer a little bit of money on one of the highest price point things that we want.
For entertainment, right.
Don't go on there yet. Start next Wednesday. That's when Concert Week starts for $25 tickets. Okay. And this one here really blows me away. Back in 2013, Randy Travis suffered a stroke.
Yes.
Okay. Hasn't recorded anything new since then until what you're about to hear here. This is called Where That Came From, and I'm not sure how it was made, whether it's his voice or AI or what, but it's brand new music. He actually is putting this out.
But when she'd smile, out came the sun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Is it 1984 again, or one, or 80?
He put this on Instagram, a little snippet of it. He said the whole album's coming out, there's more to come, it's been a while, and you're going to hear about the special folks that work together to help me make this magical moment. So it's like, I don't know if he's singing that or that's AI, like I said.
Or maybe they pulled tracks that were never released before.
Yeah, that's true.
Most artists have that somewhere.
Yeah. When that whole album hits, we'll let you know.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, it's Grateful Friday. So let us know about what's going on in your life. Little and big things you're grateful for. 877-310-4MSJ. Grateful Friday. It means you're up. 877-310-4MSJ to let us know about what's going on in your life. Little or big things you are grateful for.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Great.
What can we do for you?
Oh, gosh. So I'm on the radio right now. Okay. Well, I just first of all have to say I found you guys not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love you. I'm a merchandiser and I travel around and love it. And I'm a part-time realtor. But I have to say that I am so grateful for a couple things. Mm-hmm. I had a blackout seizure and ran into a house and found out I had brain cancer. I've had 3 brain cancer surgeries in the last year and a half, but I have a wonderful, beautiful, I'm a single mom of a 14-year-old, and right now I'm terminal cancer, but I'm beating it, and my friends call me Wonder Woman, and so I have to just say I am grateful for life. I have to keep going. No one knows what each day brings, and so I'm very grateful for my life.
Yeah.
But I just have to say I love, like, your story that you guys were sharing about how you guys met, and I wish I could meet you guys sometime. That would be so much fun.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself.
That is, like, crazy inspiring. You know,
it's
that
a whole lot of grateful
to have that kind of positivity through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she's still diagnosed as terminal, but is beating it.
Yeah. Right.
The brain cancer.
Fighting it.
And
3 brain surgeries.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's. Anyway, thank you, Wendy.
Thank you for that.
You made our day.
I will say also that we have an email message from Leslie and regarding us sharing how Murphy and I started dating all those years ago and how we brought you into the, hey, we're getting married.
Yeah.
Leslie wants to know how you and Murphy met.
We actually met at work, kind of like me and you, Jody.
I was there. Murphy came along and boom.
It's actually a classic case of two people being thrown together who don't know each other because of work and all that, and then realizing you've got a chemistry that developed over time.
We got lucky. Honestly, we did.
Yes, you did.
I didn't think he liked me at first, though.
Well, yeah, but everybody gets that impression.
Everybody
from
thinks
me.
That when they meet you at first, Sam. Do you understand why?
Oh, yeah. I've known why for years. I've had exes tell me that, spouses that tell me.
And what is that answer? What is the why?
Mainly, I think, shyness, social awkwardness.
Correct.
And I'm not good at small talk.
Okay. Put that on your dating profile.
Other than that, I'm fine.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Saturday Night Live has announced their final, you know, guest and host for the last part of this season, season 49. So Maya Rudolph will host on May 11th. Okay, next weekend, along with Vampire Weekend. Mm-hmm. And then Jake Gyllenhaal on May 18th, joined by Sabrina Carpenter, making her debut there. This weekend, though, Dua Lipa.
Watch me.
Double duty. Yeah. She is the musical guest and the host. I bet she is hysterical.
Wonder if there'll be a Barbie skit.
I mean, maybe, maybe not. But she's hysterical is my hope, anyway. Yeah. Also want to let you know something that's coming to Netflix later this month. Benedict Cumberbatch starring in this thriller limited series called Eric.
48 hours since Edgar Anderson was last seen around 8 a.m.
He plays a father who is spiraling out of control because his son is missing. Now, I just want to set the stage for you. The father, he's a puppeteer.
Aww.
So it's sort of that creepy kid scary thing. And it looks really scary and good. Hmm. There's some other scary stuff on Netflix right now. Have you seen the baby reindeer?
No, I'm not watching that.
Right, I've seen the
Everybody's watching it, but I'm not watching it.
Everybody's loving it, and it seems super creep-tastic. Anyway, Eric debuts on Netflix May 30th.
Jody, I noticed you followed up on Murphy's suggestion to get multiple makeup bags so you're not losing or leaving one at home or leaving it at work when you need it.
Yeah, a work makeup bag, you know? Yeah. One stays here because...
I love this suggestion.
And so have you fully stocked them?
Sure have.
Here's the thing, though. She's got two here.
Okay, so. Oh,
you do have two
here. To bring everybody into the story, for years, I have one makeup bag, and I brought it with me everywhere. I brought it to work. I carried it with me in the car, wherever I went, and then I would take it home.
Unless you forget it.
Unless I forgot it. And the other day, Murphy and I were about to go out to dinner, and it's like, we can't leave because I don't have my makeup bag. I left it at work. So we had to come to work, get my makeup.
Oh, wait, before that, though, did he say you don't need makeup? You're gorgeous.
That's what
are.
I usually say.
Yeah, okay.
She's my little porcelain queen.
Okay, stop with that.
Porcelain queen?
Why do you do that in front of Sam?
Sorry, I guess I shouldn't have said that.
Okay, listen, 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 listen. Porcelain queen.
It's the I never had thought of, isn't it dumb for me to, we live at work.
Yeah.
I'm at work as much as I am at home. I should have for years had this. It's so dumb. But I know that it was probably because in my mind, when I first started wearing makeup, buying my own makeup, I would have never bought double of everything because I couldn't afford it.
Well, you wouldn't, you wouldn't have had the need to have done it. I think that's the reason.
Because she's a porcelain queen. Right.
You know, it would be if you didn't have to have makeup at work, which most people don't. But I'm assuming, right? A lot of people at least keep a compact in their desk, maybe. Or
women, I'm sorry, foundation, I always maybe. Wore makeup at work. You know that about me.
I know you've always worn it.
No matter where
I worked. But what I'm saying is, you wouldn't have had the need to have a separate bag.
Correct. So now I do, and this week.
But why you have two here? Is the one at home? So
this big
three?
One is the big one, my main one with all of my makeup in it, and then there's one at home that's the big one that's all of my makeup at home now. Ha ha! Work got all the new makeup, by the way.
So you have a small one.
The small one does have to go with me because, hello, in the car, lipstick, just the basics, lip gloss.
You got to work. Goes everywhere.
This stays.
You got to work, you got a home, and then you got a car, or you got a on you.
But the one that's on me is just lip stuff. It's such a girl thing, a girl problem that I never knew I needed solving. So thank you, girlfriends.
Speak for yourself. I'm thinking about getting a second one myself.